This is Raccoon City, and I'm your host, Katie. I'm so happy you're here. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy some awesome music. So fun, so cool, so awesome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome. This is Raccoon City here on CJSF 90.1 FM every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. My name's Katie. I'm your host for this next awesome, cool, epic hour. This week, I'm doing a theme of love. I feel that it is necessary for me to bring up the topic of love as it is February. February is the month of love because of Valentine's Day, because of pink shirt days in February. There's a lot of kindness, random acts of kindness in February. I think February is just a big love month. So I'm making the theme of this week's episode love. L-O-V-E, love. Because also I love love. Love is one of my favorite things. Not just romantic love, friendship love, peer love, family love, self-love, pet love, nature love, art love, music love. I love the idea of love. So we're going to talk about that. We've got a few up-and-coming shows, a few new albums that are coming out. I'm going to be talking a little bit, because it's our love episode, I wanted to talk about Wuthering Heights and the new Charlie XCX album that she did for the movie Wuthering Heights. So that's going to be at the end, because I'm really excited to talk about that. I think the album is so good. Anyway, we're going to start off with a little bit of Night Tapes. So cool, so fun. Here is Wayfair by Night Tapes. And then, yeah, enjoy.
Thank you. Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Gorgeous, fun, cool, awesome. That was just I Wanna Love Ya by It Smurf on his newest album, Weightless. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie. I'm super happy to be here, and I'm super happy that you are here. That was just I Wanna Love Ya by It Smurf. It Smurf is coming to Vancouver May 8th. Let me double check. May 8th, yep. It Smurf is coming to Vancouver May 8th at the Malkin Bowl. Very exciting, very cool. It Smurf will be in Van City. He was just in Whistler this past weekend playing. And I think that's so cool. It Smurf was doing this like après ski tour where he just went to a bunch of epic mountains all over North America. And just did a bunch of like sets in the day and in the nighttime, like around these big mountains where people go skiing and boarding, which that in itself is just such a great concept. I love when artists just do après ski tours and they go to like different ski towns and do shows. I wish I had the time and the resources to attend that show. However, I was not present. Would have loved to get down and dirty with the skiers and boarders and It's Murph. That would have been so cool and so fun. But It's Murph is coming to Vancouver on his tour May 8th. So you can definitely check out It's Murph. He will be coming to Vancouver, and he just came out with his new album, Weightless. Very cool, very fun. What else? I was playing some Pearly Drops earlier. They're coming to Vancouver. Alice in Wonderland is coming to Vancouver, I think, in March. Snow Strippers is this weekend, guys. Snow Strippers is on Sunday this weekend at the Commodore Ballroom. You know what? Actually, I'm going to double check. Yeah, it's the Commodore Ballroom. I am attending Snow Strippers this Sunday, which is very exciting. I went to their show 2 years ago at Fortune. It was really fun. And so I'm really excited to go with my friends this time and see Snow Strippers again. Snow Strippers always brings out people with the coolest outfits and just the ultimate swag, and I'm always really excited to see really cool people in Vancouver. They come out of their caves for Snow Strippers and Bass Victim and cool shows like that, so I just love to see them. Anyway, this week's topic is all about love. And not just the happy, fun, cool love. I think also when I get into like the Wuthering Heights album, I'm going to be talking a lot about the dark side of love and different types of like unrequited love. And it's just really interesting to me, and I'm really excited to talk about it. But for now, we're going to keep listening to more cool music that have some dark and light love undertones and soft tones. So for now, here is Genesis by Grimes. Stick around because I'll be talking about more albums and artists coming to Vancouver, and also the Wuthering Heights album by Charlie XCX. Okay, here is Genesis by Grimes. Enjoy.
My name is Eric Swanson, and I'm a dad of two young girls. It was a game changer when we learned that $10 a day childcare was being offered to both our kids. And we want all BC families to have this option. To get there, BC has to do three key things. Pay fair and consistent wages for all childcare educators. Transition all existing programs to $10 a day. And plan childcare expansion more like we do schools and hospitals. BC's on the right track, but we need to go faster. Go to 10aday.ca to learn more.
so fun, so cool, so awesome. That was just Romanticist by Yves Tumar. Very fun, very cool, very epic. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University. You are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie. I'm so happy and excited to be here. This episode this week is the last week of February, and February I have deemed the love month. So this week I'm talking all things love, not just the fun, great, awesome, cool romance love, but also the dark, scary version of love, also friend love, also nature love, just every single umbrella that exists within the love field. I just feel necessary and I feel called to talk about it. So we were just listening to Yves Tumar, and I was playing the music video, and it said, like, family-friendly version. I was like, okay, I've never seen this one before. So that's what I was playing when you were hearing what it was, Kerosene. When I was playing Kerosene, it was like family-friendly version music video. It is just, that is just like, it's the least family-friendly music video you'll ever watch. It is so, I mean, I guess there's nothing incredibly graphic, but the storyline is so intense, and it's really raw, literally, and real, and it wasn't what I was expecting to see when I saw the title family-friendly version. I wonder what the unfamily-friendly version is. But knowing Yves Tumar and his character, I feel like the music video does align. And I'm talking about the Kerosene music video. The track is called Kerosene. It's on the album Romanticist. Yeah, it's on the album Romanticist by Yves Tumar. The track is called Kerosene, and I'm talking about the music video that's on YouTube. The music video says family-friendly version. It's just not. I mean, it is technically, if we're getting into specifics, there's nothing graphic. However, the concept is not a family-friendly concept, so to speak. It's very real and raw. And that's what I'm here to talk about today on this fine Tuesday afternoon. I want to discuss the topic of love. I want to talk about the dark, scary versions of love. I want to talk about the fun, beautiful joy of love. I think all of it deserves to be in the spotlight. And I think it's just such a fun topic to think about and to discuss and